Psychic Radio. WYCD. HD3 Detroit. KJAQ. HD3 Seattle. WBMX. HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio. And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally, to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in fresh, higher states of living and being. And Intuitive Soul Radio, right here Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio, and I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings. This is a call-in show. We are doing readings all month long, and this month is on change. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight we're discussing how to clear for change. You know, change is one of the constant forces in our lives, yet we still fear it and resist it. However, sometimes change happens to us, especially if we don't take action or miss the signs. And I often feel that it's much easier if we initiate the change than have it forced upon us. But in looking at how to clear ourselves for change, one, there are tips that we need to know about change to allow change into our lives. And then we need to know how to release those areas. So if we're looking at, you know, the first one, which is letting go or surrendering our need to be in control and getting ready for change, getting ready for that and clearing for that would be to allow ourselves just to really let go of these situations or people in our lives. Or, you know, when we want to change, there's so many things, it's almost like we have to make space. And I do know that next month I'm going to talk about making space, but making space certainly is a way to clear for change. And sometimes we have to give up things that maybe we feel attached to. Sometimes we have to, you know, really expand. Often we think about our minds as a computer, and the computer can get quite overloaded. And when we need to let go and surrender things, especially our need to be in control, especially when it comes to allowing change into our lives, we're not very good at it. We really want to hold on, and we're really in resistance a lot of the times. And, you know, most of us want change. Most of us are ready for change, but it's letting go and creating the space within our lives to allow that to happen. And that's where we often get tripped up. It's where, when these situations happen, we're in resistance to it, and we're not just allowing things to flow. We want to be in control. We often try to control all situations in our lives, such as our relationships, such as our career, such as our health. You know, I talk a lot about the fact that, you know, we can never be in control, but we can be in charge of our responses. A lot of things happen to us, and that's why, you know, change can happen to us. And it's the way we respond to that change that often is how the change will impact our lives. And if we are open to it, if we can surrender to it, if we can let go of this need to be in constant control of things, then the change will flow through us and allow us to continue moving to higher and higher states. And really, that's what our lives are all about. It's all about growth and movement forward and expanding our awareness and our consciousness and developing in an area that we've all come here to grow. So when we take charge of the way we react to the change around us, when we can let go and surrender this need to be in control, or let go and open up and allow the opportunities and the possibilities into our lives, that is when we allow change. That is when we can really be truly open and ready. So we're going to do a live call-in show. I do readings pretty much every week. I do have a guest coming up in 2 weeks, but in the most hand, I'm doing readings all night long. So give us a call at 248-545-7685. So one of the ways that we create problems in our lives is this need to be in control. And when we feel we need to control the how, the whens, the wheres, it limits how the universe can provide and support our dreams. And this is just an ego game that creates the illusion that we can be in control of our lives because we really don't have control. We do have our first caller. It is Landon from Florida. Hi, Landon.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
And how can I help you tonight?
I want to know about my career.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
I don't have one.
Okay. How long have you been out?
How long have I been out?
Yeah. Like when you're saying you don't have a career, does that mean you're working, but it's not something you're passionate about, or?
Well, no, I don't even have a job.
Okay. So how long have you not had a job?
Since about January.
Okay. And do you know what you want to do? Do you have the clarity of what you're wanting to move into next?
I'm not sure what I'm moving to next.
Okay. So that's where I would like you to start first. And I know that there are some things that are getting ready to move into your life. I would say we're into April already. By June, for sure, you're going to be in an area that you really like. But first, you have to get really clear about it. I'm also feeling like, although you feel restless, that did you get a package from your last job?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Because I don't know why, but I'm not feeling this urgency that it has to happen today. So for whatever reason, I'm getting that you can take a little bit of time right now to create the possibilities of what you're wanting. And I really want you to focus on what it is that you would truly like to move forward in. So look at your last job and the areas that were not meeting your needs and the areas that felt uncomfortable in your life, and look at the things that did work in it. So I want you to get really, first, really, really clear about what it is that you are wanting to create from your new work, and then from that, I know that you've been putting out resumes, and I know that you have been looking. And I feel that you're going to hear back from a couple people in this next 2 weeks, and they will move forward. But before you just let something happen, I want you to get really, really clear. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be the specific job, but the qualities that you're looking for, like what kind of people you want around you, what kind of hours you want to work, what kind of salary you see, like start to get kind of clear about what it is that you enjoy doing, not just what you've been trained for, not necessarily what you have been doing for the last few years, but what you're really kind of feeling passionate about. And at least what that will start doing is allowing you to, getting yourself clear and allowing that energy to move forward so that you can start to manifest in a way that is, part of your higher good, part of what's in the best interest for you. And I also want you to get out and maybe, I don't know I'm not sure which activity I'd like to see you. You could benefit from doing some sort of yoga, or you could just benefit from getting out and doing some walking. You need to get your energy sort of flowing, and that would be very helpful in starting to speed this up. So, you know, each morning sort of getting up, maybe going for a walk, getting really clear about what you're wanting to do. And then from then, things will really flow forward for you. And definitely by June, for sure, something is going to come into you that you're going to really, really like. And there's going to be a few offers that you may actually turn down because I want you to get really clear about what you want. How does that sound?
I'm pretty good. Well, I'll be going to a university this year.
Ah, okay. That's why it's not been. So when are you finished? Are you going through university right now?
Right now I'm going to community college.
Okay. So, yeah. Like, I mean, that's why the urgency's not there. Okay. So just get really clear about what you're wanting. Okay?
Oh, all right.
All right. Let me know what happens.
Okay.
Thanks, Landon. Okay, and we have our next caller, Annette from Ohio. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I've been single for about a year now. I was 18 years married. But I've met somebody who's very different from the husband that I had for 18 years. It's a big change.
That's a good sign. Okay.
Yes, it is.
It's a really good sign because it means that you are changing, and because of that, you're now attracting different people into your life, and that always means really positive movement forward. But keep going.
And I just wonder if this person is something that I should pursue. I mean, is it a good change? Is it, could it last longer?
Okay. How do you feel when you're around him?
Very good.
Right. Okay. So this is the first thing I want you to do. I just want you to focus on having some fun. You were in a marriage, even though you felt like you were alone a lot of the time. And I do feel that. And I know that you, needed the change, and I know that maybe part of the change was sort of forced on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to have some fun. I think there's great potential in this. The fact that it is totally different from any, especially your 18-year marriage, like, this is a really good sign. And you know what? It doesn't matter how long it's going to be. It has potential to be much longer. And you may grow and decide it's not what you want. But you know what? In the meantime, just have some fun. Enjoy yourself. Get out. Feel the excitement of dating again and about, you know, feeling pretty again and, you know, just getting back into yourself and, you know, feeling good about you. That's what it's really all about. Because
yeah.
Your confidence was shattered and, you know, so many things have happened in this past 18 years that, you know, you need to feel good about you. And that's what this relationship is all about. And it has a lot of potential to move forward, but let's not even worry about that right now. Let's just enjoy ourselves and have fun.
Okay. That sounds
okay.
Great. Yeah.
And he's there. Like, he you know, he's so different from the other relationship that, you know, it's fun. It's refreshing. And you're just have fun. Like, just keep enjoying yourself and let me know how it goes. But I mean, just really, truly have some fun.
Okay. I could do that.
Good. I like that.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And let me know what happens.
I will. Thanks.
Beautiful. Okay. And so we were talking about letting go and surrendering our need to be in control, and how a lot of the times our ego creates the illusion that we can be in control of our lives, but our ego may want to be in control But we really, you know, it's really about taking charge of our emotional responses to change and allowing that change to move through us. So we've got some more callers and we're going to go to break now, but give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Thom.
But so you're the first kid on the block and you can prove it. Because there's similar prototypes, but nothing quite as good as yours.
Yes.
Yours has more than one application.
Yes, my God, you're brilliant.
Hi, it's Thom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Would you like to feel better than you've ever felt before? Feel more happiness and joy. Discover your true direction in life. Bring forward your innate potential. The Rising Star Healing System helps you do all this and more. Heal physical, emotional, and psychological issues, release trauma or illness, and quite simply transform your life. The Rising Star is the most complementary healing system available today. To find a practitioner or to learn more about how the Rising Star can bring your body, mind, and spirit back into balance, visit my sponsor, www.sq-wellness.com. That's sq-wellness.com. And I'm also a Rising Star practitioner. So tonight we have been discussing how to clear for change. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we have some callers in line. So we have Suzanne from New York. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Go ahead. I'm so excited that the show is about change because, and I rarely call this show, but I've been going through a lot of changes just this week, and so I was wondering if you could maybe give me some direction on what I'm doing.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Okay, no problem. So I recently, about 2 weeks ago, broke up with my boyfriend. And it doesn't really feel like there's a lot of finality to it. It does feel like we're going to reconnect, but I think I'm going through some personal growth that I probably had to do on my own. Additionally, I am kind of trying to renegotiate my job or maybe figure out if I want to go back to school or if I want to kind of expand the current position I'm in to something a little more challenging or if I want to move somewhere else in the company.
Yeah.
So basically,
Lots of change.
Exactly. And additionally, I think I'm going to move out of my apartment. Yeah. So I almost feel like it's something cosmically that's kind of making everybody a bit of a caged tiger. But for me especially, this has kind of been a long time coming. And so I was wondering if you feel anything on any of the aforementioned subjects.
Okay. So let's tackle in order of what you talked about. I agree totally. This is, you know, it's incredible how much change is happening right now on the planet. And I think, you know, those of us that are becoming more aware and trying to get in tune with everything that's going on, it's just if we're open to it, change is happening to everybody.
Yeah. So I had an energy healer psychic that told me that something, the earth is speeding up or something like that.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah.
So everything's being stirred up in everybody.
It truly is. And it, because of, the earthquakes and the mining stuff and everything, we're in this huge influx of incredible energy. So you're in the right place at the right time. And just everything is just preparing you for some really incredible new, you know, things moving into your life. Now, you are absolutely right that this relationship is not final yet. And it's really going to be about what you're wanting. If this meets your needs, if it needs to change, there's things that need to change in it to allow everything to come into alignment for both of you.
Okay.
And you just really need to communicate when the time is right to talk more openly and to get everything on the table so that you're both coming from the same place. And at that point, you can both make the decision as to whether, you know, whether it's both going to be beneficial for both of you. And it's really truly about what will meet your needs the most and will it allow both of you to grow. Of course, it is about choices and, you know, with all relationships, because there are two people, you know, we can't control the other person. We can only be in charge of our own emotions. So what's going on with him will really depend on the choices he makes, but, you know, put it on the table, get it out, be really clear about what you want, and then things will flow from there. And the clearer you are, the better opportunities for things to move in the direction you want.
Well, I mean, can you feel anything about what he feels or is going through that might be helpful?
He's going through some big changes as well. And I think he gets really confused. And men, I'm not trying to put men down here, honestly,
because
we have a few men callers. But, you know, there's a commitment issue and there's a confusing drama that keeps going on because they're not clear as well about what they want. So it's about both of you becoming really clear. And, you know, it's about moving into our hearts. This is where we're heading towards. We all have to move in towards our heart. And that becomes really vulnerable for men. And we'd rather be in our heads, all of us. But it's not a time to be in our heads. We have to find our bridge to our heart. We have to learn to become more open and more vulnerable and just, you know, find that place of love. And women have to do it to allow men to come into that same place. And so it's really, you get clear about what you want and from that space within your heart, and things can move forward. And, you know, if he can't do it, trust me, there's others that are like in line waiting. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to have a problem. That you're never going to have a problem that way. But he, you know, you need to get really clear so he can get really clear. And then you really just need to be so open and honest to each other to allow that to come into alignment and to see if you both meet each other's needs. But there's great potential as to what he's going through. It's you know, it's his confusion about getting into his heart. It's his confusion about commitment. And a lot of men are going through these same issues right now. So be patient, be loving, and let him move into that space if he can. And if he can't, you will find somebody who can.
Okay.
As to career, let things play out. There's so much going on right now. I don't feel your career is necessarily a place you need to. I like the idea of moving up from where you are. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities opening up. But, you know, if you're finding that it's too, the energy feels too stagnant, then, you know, just be really, truly open to all possibilities and just see what happens. Get clear about what you want and what you need in your life to fulfill you with regards to your career, what qualities you want, what type of, you know, people you need to be surrounded by. And just the clearer you are, the more things will flow in that area. And with regards to your move, I see a move happening probably in the summer. But again, because there's so much going around you, like, just allow things to flow. Don't try to force anything. Don't try to push anything. Just let things happen. Okay?
Okay. That is perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
And Suzanne, let me know what happens in the next little while.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And so our next caller is Kristen, from Michigan. And hi, Kristen.
Hello. Hi.
How can I help you tonight?
I wanted to know, my love life has been changing a lot last couple months. I want to know if you see anything good coming my way. So it's kind of
there's always something good coming our way. We just, you know, sometimes it's about our confidence. Sometimes it's about believing in ourselves. And sometimes it's letting go of some of the old crap that was in our lives that, makes us feel like we don't have the confidence, makes us feel like we're not a goddess that we are, makes us feel that we need to, you know, change ourselves sometimes. And a lot of the times, you know, we do this to be what we think better for someone else. And, you know, when that comes out of alignment, when we're not being true to ourselves, when we're not, you know, truly opening up and loving ourselves for who we can be and who we are, then we, you know, things happen to us. And I see that, you know, a lot of it just feels uncomfortable. And there's, you know, a lot of things that have happened to you, and a lot of things has sort of shaken up your confidence and feeling, you know, the goddess that you are. And I just want you to get back. I want you to breathe. And I want you to get back into, you know, the qualities that you really want in a partner, and be clear about what type of partnership you want. And, you know, the kind of dead weight that's been around you, the kind of things that have been, you know, feeling really stagnant and holding you back and not allowing you to be you know, fully in yourself and fully confident and feeling beautiful. Right. Those are the things you need to kind of get back. So I would, you know, really enjoy yourself, get out there, have some fun, and not worry so much about, you know, how and when and where, because that's all around you. You know, if you want to stay on the line and we can finalize this up, but we're going to go to break now. Okay. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio.
24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio. Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com. We know you're listening.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on. Good friends too, cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Come on, the peace train. This peace train, holy rolling.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we can remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time I invite you to join me and call in your questions. And tonight we are discussing how to clear for change. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we still have Kristen on the line. Kristen, we were talking about, you know, where things are going. So how did you feel about what I was saying? Do you have any other questions around that?
I started seeing somebody and I was pretty clear on what I was looking for. And from what he had said, he was too, but obviously that didn't turn out to be the case.
Right.
With him.
And yeah. And you know what? Sometimes as you get clearer, and sometimes when you're really clear, and that happens a lot with women, you know, when we are strong in what we want, I mean, the men want to step up to the plate. They want to be what we want, but sometimes they just can't do it. And in this case, you know, as much as that's what he wanted to, you know, how I was saying that sometimes we, you know, we're trying to be something for someone else. And that's kind of what was happening there. But you know what? The fact that you were able to be clear and the fact that you were able to talk about it and the fact that he was able to even say that that was, you know, that you were both on the same page, that's a great place to move forward from. Because even though it may not have worked out the way you were hoping it to be, that means that you are getting clearer and that means that you're being open. And that's great because within, I don't see it being very long, like before June, you will be meeting someone else. And in the summer, there's a couple of opportunities coming your way. And so, you know, just be open, have some fun, enjoy yourself and get out there. And, you know, the fact that you're clear, the fact that you're able to communicate it, it's a great thing. And if he's not ready, you know what? That's his loss. And that's okay because you are getting clearer. And as you move forward from that place, everything will flow. I feel really good things about the possibilities that are opening up for you.
So you do see that he did say we are on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. He just wasn't exactly.
So he said it, but he really wasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, unfortunate. So where do you see me meeting this somebody in June?
I see you at either a function or a party, or it seems to be a group of people. Maybe you start, you know, connecting with some, maybe it's through work or something. It seems very social, and maybe you even start going to some, you know, some type of singles group that is involved in some of the activities that you are really passionate about. Maybe it's even a spiritual event, but I do feel that it's something very social and you're having a blast. So any party, anybody that invites you to something, anything work related, get yourself out there and enjoy yourself.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My dog.
Oh, okay. That's okay. So just get yourself out. Any event, anything that comes your way, anything that you seem really interested in, get yourself out and enjoy yourself.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me know what happens.
I will, for sure. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. We have Calvin from Los Angeles. Hi, Calvin. Calvin, are you there? And why don't I go to Connie from Kentucky? And if Calvin comes back on the line, maybe we can deal with him then. So, hi, Connie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And how can I help you tonight?
I got a couple questions. I'm going to Vegas at the end of the month. Do you see me winning any money?
You know, Vegas is one of those places that it can feel really exciting, and it can I don't connect in very well with that type of energy because it's a very it's a very fluctuating energy, and it feels It's just a really difficult energy to connect in with. I see you having a blast. I see you having a lot of fun. You're not going to make your fortune by going to Las Vegas.
No,
however,
I'll probably lose my fortune.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Okay, the other question is, do you see me meeting anybody soon?
Okay. You know, you could meet somebody there. I'm not sure, you know, whether that's somebody that you would want to, you know, spend the rest of your life with. But I feel that later this summer, again, it feels like it's something, this is a little bit more intimate, though. It's like a barbecue or something. And maybe it's some friends that you know that, you know, I don't know exactly how it falls into place. It could be a work barbecue, but it's not a huge big party, but it does feel, you know, kind of intimate, and maybe it was set up. Maybe it's a friend that knows a friend that somehow sets this up, but I feel that something is definitely coming your way. And I feel it's, you know, it seems, you know, not to be this big social event, but certainly, certainly something that you're having some fun at. It's kind of quiet. It's, you're not a big party, or even though you're going to Vegas, but you're not a big, you know, partier. So I see it, you know, something a bit quieter and, you know, a little bit more intimate. And so if you were to get involved with some single type groups, make it ones that are, you know, much smaller, much more intimate, much, you know, get together with your friends, let your friends know that you're looking, because there's somebody around you that knows a friend of a friend, or something happens where, you know, this introduction comes into place. And, you know, it's a really loving relationship. Like, it's a really sweet and quiet, and, you know, exactly what you are looking for is coming into your life.
Okay.
So just get really clear about what you want and have some fun in Vegas, but, you know, don't try to win everything.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So we are talking about change. I don't know if Calvin is back. Do we have Calvin?
Hello?
Okay. Hey, Calvin.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine, just trying to get some help on some stuff.
Okay, tell me about that.
Okay, the first question I have is, I have this this flash drive thing I keep all my work in, and I had it the other day, and I can't find what I misplaced it, and I had like all my work for class and stuff. And the other question is, I want to see, do you see me meeting any new friends, like, you know what I mean, or
okay,
more friends?
So
or, like,
tell me a little
life.
Bit more about the first question.
The first question, my flash drive for the computer, I don't know where this is at. I don't know if I lost it. I'm trying to say probably that I didn't lose it somewhere in my house, but I'm just nervous.
And what
all
is
my
it?
Classes.
It's a, oh, it's a flash drive. Okay. I'm with you now. I was missing and trying to figure out what you were saying. You know what? It is in your house. It is... Yeah, it's under something, and it's, you know, it's not that far away from you. So it's definitely in your house. Don't go crazy. It will sort of almost appear to you. It, just think about the last, if you could try and remember when the last time you used it. It doesn't actually feel like it's where it's supposed to be, but it.
Yeah, because I had used it at school, and I took it home.
Okay. It's right. Okay. So it is somewhere. I'm going to say it's under something. I want to say look under your bed, or, it is there. It's there.
It's in my house.
It is in your house. Unless it's in a car. Is there a car that you've been in?
Every morning I go in a white car, and then, yeah, I drive into, it could be, I got, every morning I'm driving a white car, then every other, when my sister picked me up, I'm driving a black car.
Okay. Check, it could be in your car, or I feel it's in the house, but it's something that is yours. It's something that, so, yeah. Okay. And we do need to go to break soon, but tell me again, you're wanting to connect with some friends?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find new friends or like love life, a new girlfriend.
A love life friend. Okay, so that's a different
friend.
No, just
friend. Like friends and love life. Like just both.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to go to break, but I want you to stay on the line. And we are going to talk about your love life and some friends after this. So we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Across the Veil with April Lugo.
Join April Lugo each Tuesday night at 7 for Across the Veil. Across the Veil is a show that promises to be a unique experience as April connects and communicates with those who are across the veil. April receives guidance and wisdom from the ancients, angels, masters, teachers, and guides, as well as hearing messages from those who have preceded us across the veil, family, friends, and loved ones alike. The program is an excellent opportunity for you to hear from those who are across the veil. April will be answering questions and giving insight. That's the main reason for the program. Across the Veil at 7 Tuesday on the Sky.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com.
Life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in fresh, higher states of living and being. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here on the Sky Psychic Radio, and I also have a show on my website at intuitivesoul.com, live Thursday evenings. So we're doing a call-in show. This is an evening where we're talking about how to clear for change, and we have Calvin Still from Los Angeles, and we want to talk about your friends and your love life. So, okay.
Not about finding a love life or a lover, because I'm single.
Okay, exactly. So the question I feel around you is, what has happened that you're not feeling confident enough to connect with people? Like, there's something that's happened to you and you're not feeling confident enough. You're not feeling that connection with people because you're feeling like your confidence was so shaken by something, and I'm not sure what it is, but you know, and I want you to just really sort of take a deep breath and know that, you know, you are divine and there's nothing that, you know, there's no reason for this. I don't know why you're feeling shaken, but it's like, get back into yourself, start. It's like, I know you're really busy in school and stuff, and I know there's lots of things going around, but it's like, you need to take some time for you and to really feel good about yourself and where you're wanting to go. And, you know, as you do that, as you start, you know, feeling good about yourself again, people are just going to like come from all over the place. And, you know, get involved with some school activities, get involved with some groups, and you will have no problem connecting with friends, and you will have no problem finding a lover, because you're really intelligent and you're really sweet and you're really, you know, you've got a lot of great things going on for you. So it's really just about you starting to feel good about yourself and to get back where, you know, you felt a little bit restricted and you felt a little bit unconfident, and like so many things are around you that, you know, you just need to be open to it and feel great about you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And let me know what happens, because I feel some really great things coming to you by in May for sure. Lots of things opening up.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, and we probably have time for one last caller. It's Nina from Florida. How are you doing, Nina?
Hello there.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. I just wanted to see what you felt as far as work for me. I've been applying for some jobs. I only see, like, part-time jobs, and my unemployment's going to run out in 7 weeks, so I'm getting a little...
antsy?
A little nervous here.
Yeah. And you want to have a full-time job, yes?
Well, I go to school at night for nursing, so I mean, I would love to get a job in the medical field, but I don't have the, you know, the
qualification
yet.
Yeah. But you know what? You could start working with, and I don't know if this, you know, if you connect with this at all, but you could start either working with children or with elderly, and you could start doing a little bit of stuff on your own to sort of start preparing you for like that kind of care and that kind of nurturing that you're going to work with as a nurse. Like, once you get your degree, you are going to have no problem, and you know, mm-hmm. those times are going to be long behind you.
Mm-hmm.
But and I I don't actually feel you getting like a real full-time job where you're like 9 to 5 sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I actually see you working more like, you know, your own type of hours. That's why I'm thinking maybe you start working with elderly. And I know that that's a huge, you know, it's a huge field to get into. And certainly as a nurse, you're going to be seeing a lot of elderly people. And it's just a way for you to, you know, to create an income, to create ways of connecting with these people and starting to get into it. But it could also be with children if you feel more inclined to work with children. But I kind of feel like elderly would be a place that there's more opportunities and, you know, sort of doing your own thing and then maybe having another part-time job as well that's more consistent. But, you know, if you really put yourself to this, you could get a huge client base that would more than support you while you're finishing up your degree part-time.
Yeah, but they want you to have a certificate and I'd have to go for an HHA license and
that's the way I see it. I see mm-hmm. you more not necessarily working for a corporation yourself doing this, but doing it sort of on your own, looking mm-hmm. for those types of jobs and,
yeah,
you know, just...
I had that job. I had a job like that a few years ago. I did it on a temporary, I did it as a part-time basis, and I loved it. Right. I loved the woman.
Right. And I see that kind of thing happening up. So open yourself up to possibilities. Maybe get some, you know, put some things on like at your grocery store or some local areas or go into like some of the nursing homes, something where you're going to connect with some people and just start letting people know that this is what you want to do. You're in nursing. I mean, you are a prime candidate for what people are looking for in this area. I mean, it's perfect. And you would really, I do agree. You would really, really enjoy doing that. So I see that opening up to you. So open up to it and maybe take a temporary part-time job for a little while that sort of starts growing and things will go fine. Okay.
When do you think I'll be a nurse?
You know, that's really your choice and up to you, but keep at it. And I know that you will get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, within the next couple years.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And, well, we have come to the end. We were talking about how to clear for change. And I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healing and clearing for your personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site. My guest tomorrow, April 15th, is Dr. Bernie Siegel. And a great interview. Please join. I also have a free offer for a free email reading to the third person to register on my website, which is intuitivesoul.com. So free reading for the third person to register on my website. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.